What's up, everybody? Baby Hugh and Chasta here.
Hey, hey.
And this is not an episode of The Second Shift or the other guy's podcast. It's a movie review.
Yes, because I'm dying to hear you went and saw Fast and Furious.
Yes.
What's the full name of it?
Okay, let me look it up.
Because it's Fast and Furious number 8.
Yeah, it's the 8th one in the whole franchise.
Right. Calling it number 8.
The Fast and Furious, I looked it up. It came out, the original one, June 2001.
We were just wee babies.
I know. Like, that was the summer before my senior year of high school. I mean, I was like, wow, it's been that long. It's like, what, going on 16 years now?
Yeah, 19.
Damn.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's just crazy. But this one is called The Fate of the Furious. And as I mentioned, it's the 8th installment of this whole franchise that's been huge money generator for just everyone involved.
Yeah. But
it's a lot of fun. I was really excited, looking forward to this movie. And so I went to an advanced screening last night. And overall, I love the movie. I mean, here's the thing. At this point, when you hear Fast and Furious, I think a lot of people know what to expect.
Yeah.
There's like a checklist of like
action, funny.
Yeah, it's definitely has the summer blockbuster vibe, popcorn movie. You just want to kick back, relax, and just watch a lot of action. Fun storytelling and just a lot of goofy, fun characters. That's what you get in this movie.
Right.
And the funny thing is, this comes out in April. So it comes out this Friday, April 14th. That's the date. And so I recommend everyone go out and see it. But it's just funny, like, these blockbuster movies are being, like, slowly. It used to be, like, I think June through September.
Yeah, or the June summer blockbusters.
June through August, then starts going to May. Now they're extending it to, like, April now.
Right.
So April through August, you get all these big budget movies.
That's
crazy. Overall, I'm just trying to think. I took a bunch of notes here. So this movie, once again, takes it to the next level. They up the ante. It's like,
I don't know how they keep doing that.
I know. Like, you've seen the previous movie, and it's like, okay, the first one was, like, in L.A. It was just, like, street racing in L.A., second one, I think it was in Florida, if I remember. Third one was like a different spinoff. It was in Tokyo.
Fourth one,
they went to Mexico. Fifth one, they were in Brazil. Sixth one.
How awesome to be part of this franchise. You get to travel all over the world and play in fast cars. Like, how cool is that?
I know, it's really cool. And just it's all these amazing settings. So that's one thing I love about this movie. It's just beautiful settings, over the top
stuff. Shot really well.
So it's just like they keep taking it to the next level with the locations of where they film.
Yeah.
If you've seen the trailer, this is not a huge spoiler.
Okay.
If you've seen the trailer, Vin Diesel's character, which I just want to make sure I get it right, Dominic Toretto, I always have trouble saying that, but Dominic Toretto, he turns on this team. So he's on this mission and he turns his back against the whole team that we've grown to love over the last few movies. So they're trying to stop him.
Okay.
That's in the trailer. So this is not a surprise.
So nobody knows. Yeah.
I just always think funny. I'll kind of list off some of, I want to say negative, but like, it's funny that Vin Diesel's character, originally in the first movie, he was just like some local grease monkey who was stealing stuff. And like, it's evolved to like, he's like a spy now and he takes down these huge crime bosses in different parts of the world.
Yeah.
So it's just amazing. And he has like amazing hand-to-hand combat and he can like do tech stuff. It's just amazing.
He's like the James Bond now in Fast and Furious.
Yes, totally. It's like this character has just evolved so much, but it's Hollywood. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. I'm trying to think what else I got here. Yeah, it feels like there's nothing he can't do. And even goes back to like number 5 where he even takes down The Rock in a fight sequence.
Down The Rock. Yes. That's impressive.
In this movie, there definitely is a huge moral problem for him, as I just mentioned, him turning his back on the team. So he needs to figure out a way to resolve that. But the big thing is you need definitely to separate yourself as far as disbelief. That's the thing, the appeal of these movies is like they always just do these big stunts and action scenes that in the real world, it will never happen.
Right.
And that's why I think the charm is they keep upping the ante, like I said. But yeah, they just keep doing this over the top stuff. You know, it's not real.
But you can let yourself go there because
absolutely.
It's a movie.
And then, they always just push the envelope on what they do with the cars and the planes and all that stuff. But I digress. This is Hollywood after all.
Right.
So it's definitely going to be over the top like that.
Right.
Some people might think, you know, it's a little too unbelievable. So
I didn't take it too far, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, I was like, something like, wow, that's never really going to happen in the real world. Like in the previous movie, spoiler alert, they take a sports car and fly out of one building and crash into another building.
Oh, wow.
I think that was in Dubai. That was in the previous movie.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh my God, over the top.
Yeah. And how do you keep topping yourself, too?
I love that they don't take these movies too seriously. And let's see. At the same time, for anyone who's kept track of all these movies, we've grown to love these characters and love them for who they represent, how they interact with each other. So when these big action scenes do happen, you are invested in like, oh, I hope they're okay. I hope they survive this or that. Exactly. So I think that's the great thing about these movies is since there's been so many now, you've grown to love them. And it just, when these big things happen, because there's a lot of big blockbuster movies, a lot of action, but the story sucks. But at least with these movies, since you care about these characters, at least you
care.
You can get through these action sequences and understand what's going on.
Right.
But I will admit, the opening scene does start with a car race.
Okay.
Which I think they kind of got away from the last couple movies.
Right.
Keep in mind, going back to the first movie, it's about racing cars.
Yeah, exactly. That's so the whole thing.
They get back into that.
That's good.
Go back to the roots.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else did I like about that movie? Oh, I love the just the chemistry between The Rock and Jason Statham, and I hope maybe they can do more movies together. Or there are rumors that there's going to be spinoff movies. Right. Like this franchise is going to go. Vin Diesel said there's going to be a ninth and a tenth one as well.
If they're still making money, why wouldn't
they? Totally, absolutely. Scott Eastwood, Clint Eastwood's son, he's in this movie. He's a new character. I could tell just the way how he fits in with the team. He's definitely replacing Paul Walker's character, the void that he left behind.
Right.
So I think he did a great job. What he did, he wasn't like super over the top taking over screen time, but it's just what he filled that void very nicely.
That's good.
Just like I said, the settings were very nice, just like beautiful scenes where they were traveling all over the world. It was just like they're going from Russia to New York City, and like they were in Cuba in the beginning. It was just like, oh my God, it's all over the place.
I love it. So it definitely makes for a good popcorn
Absolutely.
Friday night kind of movie.
Let's see, anything else mentioned? I just mentioned, it's a big blockbuster movie. You're going to love it. Like I said, it's all about solving a mission, taking down some big bad boss, and the team coming together, working together, and having these huge action sequences. So, like I said, that checklist, it accomplishes all that. I would give it a 7 out of 10.
Nice.
So, I enjoyed the movie. I'm probably going to go see it again. It's just a lot of fun. If you just want, like I said, separate yourself from reality for a couple hours,
which
have some popcorn.
Which we all need.
I highly recommend it.
Right.
So, go see it this Friday, and I'll type up my full written review up at 1077thebone.com. And thank you, Chasta, for listening to me do this.
I was stoked to hear about it, and I wanted to know if I should spend my money on it.
I think you should.
And dive into a bucket of popcorn.
Absolutely. Take Jay out.
Oh, yes.
And on that note, for everything else, just go to 1077thebone.com. Listen to our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. Subscribe by looking up 1077 The Bone, and we'll catch you at the next movie review.
Yep.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.